There is an explosive new report out today on Seattle's groundbreaking minimum wage law. On the plus side for workers, hourly wages are up $15 now for employees in some businesses like the big fast food chains. But employers as a group now offer fewer hours. So on balance, so far, the hike has hurt low-wage workers more than it's helped them. David Hyde with KUOW's politics team has more.
Over a pint of beer at the Five Point Cafe in Belltown, owner Dave Meinert says he mostly supports Seattle's minimum wage increase, now up to $13 an hour for smaller businesses like his. But since the wage hike went into effect, he's also reduced total hours.
Yeah, it's not that we're cutting anyone's hours necessarily, but we're adding fewer hours on new shifts when we need to hire someone new.
That story makes sense to Mark Long. He's a professor at the University of Washington and one of the co-authors of a new study on Seattle's minimum wage hike. Long says it's basic economic theory that
if you raise the minimum wage, you are making it more expensive for employers to hire these workers.
But in practice, the question is, how did employers in Seattle actually respond to the hike? And Long says when wages at first bumped up to just $11 an hour, there wasn't much difference. But
when Seattle increased its minimum wage to $13 an hour, we are finding evidence that there was a reduction in hours worked by low-wage employees, and the reduction in hours worked by low-wage employees was sufficiently great that it offset the increase in their hourly wages.
In other words, as the wage went up, low-wage workers got fewer hours. Some employers, like Dave Meinert, cut total hours. Long says others may have replaced workers with machines, or they went out of business, or they moved to other cities. And all of that happened during a boom time, when you would expect earnings to go up. And that's exactly what happened for the top 90% in Seattle, who saw a big jump. And Long says in other cities in Washington that are most similar to Seattle, total earnings also went up for low-wage workers by around 6%. But here in Seattle, low-wage worker earnings are flat because employers now offer fewer hours. Naveen Kumar's employees are feeling it. He owns several Subway sandwich shops. And as a franchise owner, he now pays at least $15 an hour. But he's cut hours.
We used to have four people at lunchtime. And now we have only two people working at lunchtime progressively over the course of last 2.5 years from four people. When the minimum wage went up from 9.37 to 11, we went down to three people. We kept the same amount of people when it went to $13, when it went to $15 plus. We are now down to two people. And to be honest with you, we are splitting shifts between me and my wife, covering up lunch hours for our stores.
Nevertheless, Seattle's minimum wage hike has made a big difference in some people's lives, like Tyler Scheffler. Scheffler works 40 hours a week at the Walgreens on the corner of 15th and Market Street in Ballard.
It's helped me save more money and afford more things, and it's going to help me go to school in the fall. I'm going to move to Pullman, Washington, so it's been really beneficial for me.
And he plans to attend Washington State University in the fall. In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.